Hello everyone, I'm Vespi Nkolna and George Nkolna and Dare to Begin Life Coaching.
Hey
It's a,
guys.
I don't know if we can both get in.
There
There
we
it
go.
is.
We're good.
We want us both to get in there so you guys can see us. Very happy that you've joined us. This is giving us
Welcome,
great
guys.
honor.
Welcome.
We love you so much.
Too right.
And we are the twins from Dare to Begin Life Coaching.
Oh.
Yeah. Today I want to talk about resilience and how we can bring up our future generation to have resilience and be able to face challenges. The reason why I'm talking about children and I'm talking about education is because I've started the new year with, I've got an institute of teaching children of all ages. And basically we've started our new year, and I just want all children to have resilience to be able to face fears and doubt, and be able to face their shadows and actually work with their shadows, like I have just learned. Now the shadows is the the shadow is the dark side that we are afraid of. Maybe the dark side of us, maybe the side that has dyslexia, the side that is afraid to show our vulnerabilities to other people, and that type of thing. Now just going back to 2020.
The early
2020s, what we had is children that were isolated, children, it was just a global scare. It was a global pandemic, and this left a terrible mark, it left a mark on children's lives, and I think uncertainty for parents, fear, doubt. It was just so scary for children and for parents. And we didn't even know if we were going to survive the pandemic. It was just the news.
Just kept on getting worse and worse, eh?
And it was just scaring us.
Yeah.
And we have survived that. We have faced adversity here on, you know, head on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, many people in 2023 are still wearing the masks. They're invisible masks. And many people are treading cautiously in life, and they're still wearing these masks, and they're too afraid to show themselves to the world.
That's true.
And they are not facing fear.
They've been like conditioned, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what I'm saying is
they've kind of been conditioned into.
I think this is an era of masks. Mind you, maybe we've always worn masks because people, we're sort of overprotected. Many parents walk on eggshells and they don't allow their children, you know, to skateboard. They don't allow their children to fall over, to get burnt, and this is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, children need to skateboard. They need to go through adversity. They need to face fears head on, and you know, and just live with that carefree kind
Go play in the dirt, eh?
Play in the dirt, which
PlayStation and stuff.
Yeah. And so this is a bit of an issue.
What do you mean by invisible mask? Is that what like people like?
I think many parents are overprotective of their children.
Yeah.
They don't allow their children to try something new, or it might be adventurous, or they're sitting down with them, doing their homework with them, making sure that they cook for them, doing everything for them, not allowing them to socialize, not because maybe they're scared, maybe And I think children have to learn responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't get their homework, they get punished. Parents shouldn't go to the teacher and say, why did my child get a D? Okay. If the child deserves a D, they get a bloody D. I think we have to allow our children to face their lives head on.
And face their demons head on.
Yes. And this is it.
To an extent.
Yeah. Well, basically, we've got, yeah. And it is painful, but this is it. I was just going back to the pandemic, and I was thinking about how children have, I think we're more cautious than children are, because through the pandemic,
yeah,
there was a lot of changes that took place, and good changes. I mean, looking at my institute, overnight we heard there was going to be a lockdown, and in the next day we were able to put 9 classes online through Skype. We didn't even know how to use Skype.
Sure.
And we put the groups, we put 9 groups.
Needs a mess.
We had 2 teachers, 3 teachers, sorry, at that time, and we just went out there and we just did it. And this is it. We have to get in the face of adversity and just fall down. And once you get down on the dirt, you get up, you wash your, you know, you clean yourself off and you go on and you do it.
Cool.
And this is what students, you know, what teachers have to learn, what children have to learn, what parents have to learn, that
resilience,
even though something might be at you, you don't know what the future holds.
Yeah.
And through the pandemic, now I'm doing lessons online. I didn't know how to do that before the pandemic. I mean, I went to New Zealand and I was doing lessons from Cyprus online.
Sure.
And I'm doing so many things. I've got all the courses on my computer.
Yeah.
So how's that?
And chicken dinner.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, it's, you know, there might be adversity, but we have to change our perception of uncertainty and face fear and face our shadows.
Yeah.
And I think
pull off the mask
and face that our vulnerability, that we don't know how to do something.
Okay.
And and I think as parents, as we have to allow our children, if they don't do their homework, if they don't, whatever they don't do,
repercussions, right?
And innovate their own life. Like, you know, through the pandemic, I mean, I'm looking at my students now, how they, you know, play together and how they're so close in that.
Interactive.
There was this isolation through the pandemic. There were children that were at home. They weren't allowed to see their friends, but they were able to learn technology. They were able to learn TikTok skills. They were able to become...
That's a good thing.
No, it helps them in their future, in future jobs or whatever. And so every cloud has a silver lining.
Nice.
And that's what life's about. It's about getting out there...
Looking for the small stuff.
Looking for the things that you are unaware
small
of.
Small little miracles everywhere.
Yes. And we must foster this change and foster them and allow them to be constructively creative.
Nice.
Allow them to...
You're very passionate about this, aren't you?
I am very passionate because it's about developing a better generation. I mean, a generation of resilient children.
You're getting a tad excited there.
I am.
Boss lady.
Because I think that we have become too protective, and too, I don't know, we're sort of walking on eggshells as parents, and we need to change
not
that.
Not just parents, but everybody, like a lot of people.
Yeah, but...
It's PC stuff, eh?
Yeah, but I mean, we can, even the PC, we can learn to innovate new ways of doing things and be creative.
Okay.
Yeah. And our future generation, I believe, will be wiser, stronger, more innovative.
I believe the children are our future.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Okay. So that's it.
Nice.
Yes, that's it. So you guys, that's basically it. Yeah. That's what I believe in.
The passion continues.
The passion continues. Nice. As an educator, I believe that this is what we should do. Yes. Now, who have we got following us?
Hello.
Here we are. Oh, whoa.
I can't see nothing.
First of all, we we've got Shazzy Wazzy.
Shazza.
Hello, Shazzy Wazzy. Good morning to you in New Zealand.
Shaz, we love you, girl.
We love you, my princess.
And that we do, princess.
And Luke, our cousin Luke. Our cousin Wazzy Luke.
Cousin ba.
Gosh, I love him.
He's
our VW man, Volkswagen man.
No, he's our Captain Caveman. Captain!
Caveman!
Nah.
And then we have got, who else have we got?
Who else have we got there, bud?
Oh, we've got Ari. How are you, Ari? How are you, my boy?
Ari is always there, man.
Oh, we love him.
Yeah.
And then we have got George. Can't get a word in. No, he can't. No.
Who's that? Yeah.
Oh, our Cuzzy Wuzzy.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then we have got Shazzy Wazzy. Good singing.
Wise men
say only fools rush in.
Only fools rush in.
But
anyway.
And yes, and that's it.
Thank you guys. Thank you,
you
very
guys,
much.
You guys, just very quickly.
Did it begin life? Sorry. Did it begin
life?
No, sorry.
The Dickens.
Vestin and Nicola. .com.
I love your twin.
Right on.
I love my twin.
Good on you.
Now, next week, we will be looking at why relationships fail.
Yeah.
So we're going to go away from the relationships of our children. We're both divorced. Aren't we both?
Oh, thank God. Sorry.
We're both divorced, but yes. Why relationships have failed, and we know, and we are trying to improve that.
Nice.
We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
And so join us. And remember, if you want more podcasts, if you want articles that, you know, if excellent articles, free material, vespinandnicola.com.
Right on.
And I really appreciate you guys
Thanks,
joining.
Guys. Thank you very much.
We love you.
Cheers,
heaps.
Everyone. Adi.
We've got Shaz, we've got Ari, we've got Luke, and Maria.
Always.
Perfect twins, Maria says.
Hey.
Oh, we love you. Anyway, you guys, peace, love, and rainbows. And remember one thing, you guys, live your lives. Love
right
you.
On, look at that.
Right on, cowboy. Is that how it goes?
Right.
Bye, guys.